The stock market volatility is extreme this morning. The Dow opened down more than 500 points, but that indicator has clawed back all of that and is up 183 points at the moment. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. After losing 665 points Friday, 1,175 points yesterday, in early trading on this Tuesday, the Dow is up 181 points, 0.75%, after opening down more than 500 points 20 minutes ago. The S&P 500 at the moment is down just 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 0.2%. Back to the S&P, that means that indicator is down about 7% since the close of business on Wednesday. The S&P 500 is now negative for 2018, but up more than 17% since this time last year. In the thick of things is Karen Cavanaugh, market strategist at Voya Investment Management.
The reason I'm not worried is because fundamentals are still very, very strong. In fact, this volatility is a disconnect between the fundamentals. And whenever you see a disconnect between fundamentals and the actual market, it actually could be a buying opportunity. We know that those companies are going to continue to make money. Earnings are coming in better than expected. The U.S. economy is on track and accelerating. So this is all getting back to normal, not having the Fed kind of guide us. Investors are just getting more worried than usual because they're so used to smooth sailing.
The VIX indicator of volatility went above 50 for the first time since 2015 earlier today, but notably, it is down at the moment, down about 4.7% at around just 1 at the moment. So the volatility somehow, according to that indicator, is down. Actually, the indicator of the VIX is down at 35. It is down 1 point. Global stock market indicators are down this morning. The FTSE in London is down 2.4%. Tokyo's Nikkei fell 4.4%. And how is the chief economist of a big financial services firm briefing her team this morning? Frequent marketplace contributor Diane Swonk is now at the accounting and consulting firm Grant Thornton.
What we had was extraordinary complacency, and then, you know, there is a role for automatic trading here. No one was wearing seatbelts. The complacency was so high that they thought the markets would continue up forever with no interest rate increases, even as the economy got warmer, and that's just not reality. So it's a reality check for financial markets to deal with, that a healing economy has with it some consequences, and one of those consequences is higher rates. The interest rates had not reacted at all to the Fed raising rates so far, and they're finally catching up to that reality. And it's not just the U.S., it's global in scope. And so the fact that it's happening at the same time all around the world, it's magnifying this, but the reality is that it's just markets getting a reality check.
And we were living in this bizarro world where volatility was weirdly low. I would check this VIX indicator, VIX, VIX indicator of market volatility every day. And it was down near historic lows since time immemorial. And then suddenly it went back to something a little more rowdy.
Exactly. And the issue was, again, people had this complacency. They weren't betting that there would ever be a downside again, which seems so ironic following the crash of just 10 years ago. Volatility is more normal. And of course, as we get to more normal, you're going to overshoot. And given the automatic trades that we've got out there and some of the bets that were made that we wouldn't see a downside, it overshoots on the downside, but that doesn't mean it's over.
And are we really now living in an inflationary environment?
It's still something we're waiting for, but we've not even gotten there yet. And I think the reality set in that not only was the Fed going to be raising rates, but also the tax cuts also accompanied more debt. So we're issuing more debt. We've got a little more inflation, and the world is coming to grow at the same time, coming together. Those are all good things, but there's no free lunch. There's a consequence to that, and that is higher interest rates, which, of course, affect the valuations of stocks.
Diane Swonk, who's chief economist at Grant Thornton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
President Trump and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin have sometimes touted the stock market as a kind of scorecard on the administration's achievements. But last evening, Vice President Pence was philosophical.
Well, we couldn't be more proud of the fact that that the stock market has increased by thousands of points since Election Day 2016. But today's sell-off represents what is very likely simply the ebb and flow of our stock markets. And we recognize that. The most important numbers to focus on are the fundamentals. And the fundamentals of this economy continue to be very strong.
The vice president spoke during a stopover in Alaska on his way to the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Proof that company performance and not just emotions can influence a stock price, General Motors stock was up more than 3% this morning. It made $10 billion last quarter if you factor in some one-time charges that generate headlines that initially look like a loss for the quarter. GM stock rallied 20% through all of 2017 as that company unveiled bold plans for electric cars and cars that drive themselves. Marketplace's Aaron Trank has more.
GM sold off its money-losing European car business last year, and the move seems to have paid off for the company, says Jamie Albertine at Consumer Edge Research.
The risk wasn't worth the reward. So to pull out of that, that frees up some focus to dial in efforts in North America.
The company's global cost-cutting campaign slashed $4 billion from its budget in recent years and aims for $2 billion more by year's end. GM's revenues have remained strong thanks to its high-margin trucks and SUVs, and the automaker has petitioned to launch a driverless robo-taxi service next year. David Whiston at Morningstar says that makes GM a strong competitor in the auto technology race.
A couple of years ago, there was a lot of concern that all the traditional automakers would be left behind and would be dinosaurs.
GM, however, is already extensively testing its own robo-taxis in San Francisco traffic.
It's still early, though, and these things for now are expensive.
GM aims to cut the cost of the core technology used in its driverless vehicles by 99% in the coming years, from about $20,000 per car down to just a few hundred. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
The Dow, the volatile Dow, is up 100 points now after opening down 567 points. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.